Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's what we're told, right? We've got holidays and all sorts of festivities taking place. And guess what happens during moments like this for so many of us? We become distracted. Today, that is exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the power of focus and attention and how critical it is. In fact, I have probably one of the most embarrassing stories that I'm going to share with you about what my lack of attention and focus cost me. And I know that it's going to resonate with so many of you. And I hope that through that story and that encounter, it just encourages you to not step down that path again or anymore so that you don't have to have that embarrassing moment. I want to open up with first of all saying thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know if you heard this or caught this somewhere, but this podcast is ranked for the second year in a row as one of the top 10 multifamily podcasts out there. I just want to thank Anthony Vecino for, you know, sifting through all of the information, all the podcasts. There are now hundreds of multifamily podcasts out there and just, you know, podcasts on mindset and everything. So I just want to thank him for taking the time to, you know, vet. And he has a very clear criteria. If you missed that, I want you to just head over to any of my social media profiles. You will see it there. And if you haven't already joined the newsletter, I'm also, you know, sharing that type of information in the newsletter that I send out to people. So you can just, you know, head over to juliehawley.com and join the newsletter there. Wow, so many exciting things. I'm going to start with a quote and I'm going to work this maybe a little bit backwards today. So Epictetus. Right? I struggle with that. And so hopefully my struggle just gives you permission to recognize, you know, a name you struggle to pronounce or whatever it is that you might struggle with. It's okay. Do your best and receive the message of others around you. And, you know, hopefully they'll receive yours as well. So he says, right, famous Stoic, he says, you become what you give attention to. Recently, here's the embarrassing story. I love hosting events. I love creating moments where value comes together. And I happen to be fairly well connected with a lot of really amazing people. Now, when I say that, I want you amazing, incredible listeners to hear me on this. Just because some people might have some level of name recognition does not make them better than you or someone else. Okay. So it just means that because they have this recognizable name, because they've accomplished something, they are able, hopefully they're of this nature, to serve others well, because others can say, you know, it's like a lighthouse out in the middle of the ocean and, you know, all the ships around can say, oh yeah, yeah, there's a lighthouse, you know, we want to steer clear of that. And so hopefully as you're listening to that, you might recognize at this moment in parts of your life, you're more of a ship out in the ocean and some people of name recognition might be more like lighthouses. And in other parts of your life, believe it or not, you probably don't even recognize this, but there are plenty of parts of your life where you are the lighthouse. You just somehow don't recognize it. A lot of people don't recognize their strengths and they take it for granted. And, you know, it's like, no, you're a leader also. So we lead and we follow. We don't have to do everything all at once. Yeah, that was like a little sidebar mindset component, right? But what I want to say is that I'm able to bring these people together to create content that is going to support, uplift, encourage, or actually instruct people on how to do things. As I was reflecting on 2021, that's where I realized, like, oh my gosh, I have not hosted an event like this in a really long time. back in 2020, I was hosting these learning events on a regular basis. So I was putting together this event, and you too can come to this event. In fact, it's this week. It's on December 1st, and it is how to leave your W-2. So many people in the investment community want to leave their W-2. And maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't want to be a full-time investor. That's not my gig, but I do want to leave my W-2 and have my own career path. So these people, I have six people slated to come and speak, and they are speaking on how to leave their W-2. I have people that have from different, experience levels, right? From more than 3 years all the way down to just left in the last 3 months. And there's a reason behind that, right? It just helps people get a snapshot as to, when it first happens, this is what it feels like, looks like, sounds like, everything. And as you progress, this is what it can morph into and how it can look. So I wanted to do that. And I love the people that are speaking. The lineup is phenomenal. It is so extraordinary. And they're personal friends, they're people I care about. And I know that they're going to contribute really so much value to the world. But here's the thing. Who likes to get spammed with emails? Says nobody. And here I am. I didn't piece it together. I actually put thought into it. So I go into Canva to make this graphic so that we can all promote the event and share it about to the world so that, everybody can be invited. And it's nice for those people to have a little recognition, right? It helps build more credibility for a person and for their brand to, participate in events. In doing this, I did not do what Epictetus said to do, right? I was not fully present. You become what you give attention to. Well, guess what? I was like, let me do this design work, and I'm going to do it in this little margin of my life over here. And I just was like chipping away at creating this little graphic image. It's nothing fancy. It's not a big deal, but you do want to make sure you have, all the right information there and that you have the pictures all set neatly and nicely and et cetera. I enjoyed this process, but I was a little scarce on time and I thought I can knock this out. So I knock it out. I send two versions to the group. And I say, hey, you know what? Here's the image. Feel free to share. And I get a message back, within a few minutes. You switched these people around. Oh, I made a correction because I got the first message. Yeah. The first message I got back was, not sure if you still wanted me to speak or not. My information's not on this. Oh my gosh. I was so mortified because obviously these are friends and people I care about and people I very deeply respect. I'm like, oh goodness. So there's a first tinge of embarrassment, right? And you can kind of work past that. That person is very gracious. I was, thank you. I'm so sorry. I corrected it, sent out an updated, little graphic image. And in that image, within a few minutes, I receive another email. I'm like, oh no. And someone graciously pointed out to me, oh, hey, when you switch these pictures around, this information was not switched. So, okay, back to the drawing table. These are quick little modifications, but I'm doing these little mods right in between things. I am not giving it my full attention. So I correct that, send it out. Get another email. Oh, hey, by the way, if you wouldn't mind correcting the spelling of my name, like goodness gracious, all of these little micro details that if I would have simply have been present, if I would have simply, been fully there and given it my full attention the first time, I would have had the result I was looking for instead of an email thread of, oh, hey guys, sorry, here's the corrected image. Oh, hey guys, sorry, new updated image. Oh, hey guys, sorry, right? How many times did this happen? It was very embarrassing by the end. And so I want to encourage you, if you've had one of those moments, you're not alone. But I'll say, like, having that moment, one, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. However, these are people, you know, I look forward to partnering with, and some I have partnered with. And so these are not people I want to be looked at as somebody who's okay. You follow through and it gets done well. Things can't get done well in the margins of life. As we're going into this holiday season, you're going to feel probably more cramped on time. You're going to feel stretched in new ways. And this is a time where, whether you like it or not, more things are going to be more responsibilities, more opportunities, and more obligations, because sometimes we don't want to participate in things, but we know we need to. We're going to have more put on our plate. And in this more, we must become very aware as to what's important to us. Go back to that clarity we've spoken about over so many other mindset episodes, and be certain that you are crystal clear. We must be clear on what is critical in our lives, what is important in our lives, what are we striving for? And during these periods of time where more is put on our plate and we didn't ask for it, we need to make some critical decisions. Okay, we don't have to receive that. We can say, no, thank you at this time, right? Now, some celebrations, you're probably not going to do that. And some celebrations require, such as Christmas, you know, require Christmas shopping and different things. So we have to take account for that. And as we're taking account, what I found, let me go back and just put it like this. That instance of being embarrassed, of having to resend that email multiple times, was my red alert. Like, girl, you better get with the program. You are obviously not showing up as who you want to be because you're spread too thin. What is it you need? You can, what are you able to just table? Not forever, right? Not to be forgotten, but what can you table for a moment that doesn't need immediate assistance? And then basically going through and triaging what is on your plate, but never compromising what your primary missions and goals are. Marcus Aurelius says this. He says, discard your misperceptions. Stop being jerked around like a puppet. Limit yourself to the present. And that's the other element right there, is giving wherever you are, whatever you are working on, whoever you are sitting amongst, they deserve your attention. So if you are working on a project for work, then give it your full attention. Turn off the notifications, put your phone away. And if you are not guilty of this, then please shoot me an email, because I just need to shoot you a literal gold star and say, like, high five, you're a role model, you are a lighthouse. But most of us do struggle with having those distractions around us. So let's not be jerked around like a puppet. Let's limit ourselves to the present wherever we are. Can we all commit to that? So you know what? That's pretty cool. That means when you are at a holiday party, or you're at an event for, at your kid's school, if you are at maybe you're at a business celebration of some sort, because a lot of times it happens at the end of the year, either for holidays or for year-end celebrations. However that comes about, give yourself permission and make it your responsibility to be present 100%. It's really fun when you do that. And I am definitely signing myself up for being 100% present, so that I don't have any more of these like weird little situations that are all on me from being distracted and not completely present. If you've ever had this happen to you, you know, your own version of this, I would love for you to post about it, share about it. More people need to know that this is not accepting and saying, hey, this is a good thing. It's okay. It's saying, hey, I'm human. You're human. Can we all just give each other a little bit of space as we, you know, sometimes have to go through some growing pains, right? So give other people permission to have those growing pains because you're willing to share yours. I hope this served you well. I hope that as you're going through your week and as we get into this, these last weeks of 2021, that you are more grounded and enjoying every moment that you have before you. Until next time, live big, love bigger.
Feeling alone, disconnected? Conscious investors often feel alone or disconnected because of their unique perspective and desire to expand their thinking. But the journey of a lifetime isn't meant to be solo or forged by grit alone. Join the Conscious Investor community on Facebook, link arms, exchange ideas, and expand your thinking on finances, relationship, and community. Join the Conscious Investor group on Facebook today.